It is Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yep.
Here's the good news.
Thursday edition of Not Necessarily the News. Because if we don't tell you the news, well, who will? Hey, Hanksters, streaming live on our Hank Facebook page so you can see what you can hear and have fun in the comments section. Crayons, the topic of the day. Aww. Will they float? Let's get right to it.
Let's start right out.
Thank you.
Hey, what happened?
Well, this just in, Live Nation and Ticketmaster have been ripping us off.
What?
I know, right? Breaking news.
Ridiculous.
Keller me stunned. A jury ruled yesterday that Live Nation and Ticketmaster, which Live Nation owns Ticketmaster, operated as a monopoly that crushed competition and drove up ticket prices. Mm. Yeah, so it has happened. The DOJ, it's official, and nobody now knows what's going to happen on that. Yeah, there's no word on what sentencing, punishment, names of people, just...
They just decided you've been very, very bad.
It happened.
Mm-hmm.
Doggone it.
Okay.
So, back to standing in queue. Oh, by the way, fun little note. Win your tickets to the American Rodeo coming up at 8 o'clock with Will It Float today. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com.
Yay!
There you go.
Congratulations to Reba McEntire, who will soon be enjoying that brand new baby smell. Mm-mm. That's because her son, Shelby Blackstock, is expecting his first baby with his wife, Marissa. They broke the news on Instagram at Disney World with a pair of mouse ears that read, Baby Blackstock, October 2026. Because, you know, if you're having a baby, you have to do it in style.
No.
You know, you can't just... The doctor.
Oh, trust me.
Or you go to Disney World.
It might start with style, but
yeah,
keep at it. Well, boy, I bet Reba'd be a cool grandma.
Can you imagine? Yes.
The Time Magazine 100. Yes, they still have magazines. Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People of 2026 came out. It includes, of the country music ranks, Luke Combs. He's in there. Also names such as Ben Stiller, Hillary Duff, and Pope Leo. So they break it down by category. And in the artists category, that's where Luke Combs is. You also have not many people I've ever heard of.
Okay.
Benicio Del Toro. I know that guy.
Oh, Benicio. Yeah.
Pioneers category. Mr. Beast and the new Disney CEO.
Okay.
Titans. That would be Zoe Saldana. Who's hanging around here, right?
Yeah.
Ben Stiller, Ralph Lauren, and icons. And this is just... So when it comes to leaders, I think they'll be both happy with this. Pope Leo made it, yes. But so did President Trump. Mm. So, you know, because they're in a spat right now.
Nope to the Pope.
Right.
It's you not can a bromance.
Pick up Time Magazine wherever magazines are still sold. Somewhere. I mean,
of course, the magazine stand.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hear all about it. Extra, extra. I know.
So if you want a great way to see the country this year, I mean, the Great American Road Trip. What could go wrong? Well, have we got quite the set of wheels for you. It is a tour bus, and it's owned by a guy by the name of Tim Montana, straight out of Texas.
Great name.
And he's auctioning off a 1998 Prevost Marathon XL. It's got six bunks, two bathrooms, a refrigerator, a two-burner cooktop, a TV, air conditioning, and red velvet couches.
Sounds great.
Not only that, it's also got quite the pedigree because it was once owned by someone named Charlie Sheen. Why did Charlie Sheen have a tour bus? I don't know. You may want to get it cleaned, but... bids are up to $10,500.
Man.
Apparently, Charlie designed it while he was on a bender.
If buses could talk, I would subscribe to that buses podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tiger Blood. Oh, fake Charlie Sheen.
Winning!
So, on top of a couple of days ago, you brought up that Oreo's coming out with a dill pickle Oreo.
The pickle is having a moment.
In other food news, Dr. Pepper bringing back, they say, a fan favorite, the creamy coconut Dr. Pepper flavor.
Oh, do you like that? That sounds like something you'd like.
I've never tried it. I mean, I like coconut cream pie and Almond Joys, but it's not like the coconut's what gets me going on the whole thing.
Oh.
Yeah. And then finally, Meaty's Beef Cereal.
What?
Yes, you heard that right. It is a cereal that comes with ground beef. And it comes in two different flavors. Chocolate peanut butter and maple cinnamon. Get your Meaty's.
Are you sure important. It's not dog food?
I bet
that's what it sounds like. I
bet that would help my lipids.
Improved lipid profiles.
That's right, honey. Yeah. RFK is all for. That's what he eats for breakfast.
Well,
great big bowl of Meaties.
I mean, on the flip side,
we may need to have that commercial made.
Forward with the meat instead of just adding a whole bunch of protein powder in it. I mean, I like that approach.
All right.
Something
they need
old.
To be a sponsor of the show.
Something blue.
Brought to you by
something
Meaties.
Not meaty. In borrowed blue, and let's not forget Undead.
Okay.
Great news for blushing brides around the globe. They don't want to do the chicken dance or hear Michael McDonald on their big day. Uh-uh. Disneyland now offering the Haunted Mansion as a wedding venue.
There you go.
But I don't know about this. You have to wake up early. 5:20 a.m. That's when the nuptials are going to go down. Only 25 guests can be invited, and it'll set you back $40,000.
Wow.
Well, I know.
Well, I think they're doing it so early because, I mean, the park opens at a certain time, and they start their ride maintenance and checkups before. They probably are just doing that. It's the only time they can get people in. Yeah, but that's ridiculous.
Did you know that Disneyland, they power wash the entire thing every single night?
Yeah, that includes Goofy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The White House launches a new app so they can deliver direct updates bypassing traditional media. So if you would like news straight from the White House, mm-hmm. bypassing reporters and the like,
okay.
They have a new app for you.
Oh.
And good thing that, you know, we have the Trump date otherwise.
Nope.
Yep. Mm. And then finally, solar-powered cow collars are in...
Solar-powered
cow collars could allow tech-savvy farmers, they say, to create virtual fences, monitor every animal around the clock, and move the herds without ever leaving your farmhouse. When asked about it, cows just said, I'm just trying not to become a bowl of meaties.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.
I guess.
KFM.